You are listening to the Creative Minds Brilliant Life podcast. Here, we talk about the creative process, inspiration, innovation, and how we can all live a more beautiful and abundant life, whether you consider yourself an artist or not, because life itself is a creative experience. I'm your host, Nicole Garapi, coming to you from a small island in the middle of the Caribbean Sea called St. Croix. I'm a jewelry designer, art gallery owner, former ballerina, and thriving artist. And I believe in living a more beautiful, connected, and intentional life through the experience of creativity. So let's get into today's episode. So as this podcast is going live, we are embarking on a brand new season. So it is about to be springtime in the U.S. And yes, I do live in the Caribbean. You may not think the seasons change, but we do actually experience some pretty, in my opinion, distinct seasonal changes. When you've lived here as long as I have, we definitely start to acclimate to our own version of the seasons and really feel those changes in our bodies. And that's really what this episode is about. You know, we have this amazing built-in guide, in my opinion, especially us as women. We are cyclical creatures, right? So we have the cycles of nature, we have the seasons. And of course, because women create other humans inside of our bodies, crazy thing, even though I'm not a mother, we have a very cyclical nature. And I think it tends to be a little bit easier for women to align and, you know, get in tune with nature. And I do this very much because I always say living in the Caribbean, we live so much closer to nature because it's beautiful year round. There's a lot more open doors, open windows. We're not living in climate control. And it's a really beautiful thing, in my opinion. My home and my bedroom overlook the ocean, the Caribbean Sea. And I don't have curtains on my bedroom windows. I have a big slider that goes out onto a balcony off of my bedroom. And I don't have any curtains or anything on them. And I love that this time of year, the days are getting longer, the sun is starting to come up earlier. I love that I wake up even earlier than I already do. I'm a morning person, I'm an early riser. But that's the circadian rhythm. And it really is our nature. We are built, we are made, we are created to align with nature. This is something that not just makes our lives better, but I think we can really use this in terms of creativity. And of course, as I always say, creativity goes through everything that we do. So with a new season here, right? It is springtime. This is kind of one of those really cool seasonal changes, I think, because we're going from winter time, and winter is the energy of, you know, quiet and sleep and rest. And for me, again, even living in a place where we absolutely do not have winter, it does actually get a little cooler here in the typical winter months. So I was really feeling the winter energy this year, and not in terms of my business, because a lot of people come to the Caribbean when it's cold everywhere else. So in terms of work and the things that I have to do, this is winter tends to be actually a very busy and active season. But I did notice the winter energy anyway, the quiet, the sleepy, the calm, the restful, the more introspective. And that showed up in my life as letting myself sometimes stay in bed until 6 a.m. Yes, 6 a.m. is like crazy sleeping late for me. Usually I'm up and out of bed around 5 o'clock. So, and I looked at this in terms of knowing that this is a season. And I love the idea of aligning myself, my schedule, my body to the season that we're in, because things just tend to have a lot more flow. And I've really started to look at cyclical planning in the planning of my daily life. And it's really, really impactful. It really makes a difference. So for me and for any women who are listening, sorry, guys, the typical 40-hour work week was developed by Henry Ford. And this is a very masculine energy schedule, right? It basically says that we do the same thing for 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. The masculine, the male energy for people who are biologically male, that energy resets every 24 hours. For women, our energy resets every 28 days. So we don't have the same energy every single day of the month, every single day of the week. And this is not, you know, something to look at and be angry about, to, you know, be frustrated by, to complain about. It's something that I think if we work with, I don't think, because I've seen it, you know, work so well for so many people. If we are using this to our advantage, if we are working with these cycles, we can really optimize our energy. So I think a lot of women can become really frustrated that sometimes we have to perform, you know, in the very masculine society that we live in, we have to perform kind of the same way every single day. And that's not living in alignment with our own bodies and our own nature. Now, none of this is blanket because we're talking about, none of this is like a blanket statement. Because we're talking about energy, it can be different for a lot of people. There are a lot of women who have very strong masculine energy. I actually think that I'm one of them, which is kind of funny to say because I would love, I think I've had to train my body to be very masculine, to show up and do the same thing every day. I'm a very routine, schedule, habit-oriented person. But the reality is that to me, it's a bit of a luxury. Like when I have a bit more time, I love to really surrender to the cyclical nature of my body and plan my life and my work around that because it really does, it really just does make everything better. I work better. I'm working on the right projects at the right time. And it's just a much better way to be for me. But yeah, the energies, we all have masculine and feminine energy, regardless of, you know, this isn't about gender. It just, everybody is different. So there are absolutely some men and, you know, there are lots of men who have more feminine energy and not just, you know, not gay men. This is just the energies and it's ideally the balance of the energies is what we want in our lives. And the balance can look a little bit different, but the masculine and feminine, that's the yin and the yang. When these energies are balanced, they work together in this really, really beautiful harmony. And I think we all have that inside of ourselves. I know that I feel best when I have a balance of my masculine and feminine energy going on because the masculine is a bit more of the structured and the organized and the disciplined, and the feminine is a bit more of the creative. So the balance of those two is ideal, in my opinion, and in my very creative, business-centered mind. So here we are with a brand new season. So springtime brings us the energy of new, of fresh, of flowers blooming. You know, the sun is out more. We're seeing more light. This is such an exciting seasonal change again, I really think. I think this seasonal change feels so much better because you're coming out of, in some places, depending on where you live, you're coming out of the colder winter months, coming out of the darker winter months, and coming into this lightness where things feel expansive, where because there are new things popping up, flowers blooming, et cetera, there is that energy of possibility of all good new things. So spring is a great time to start new projects. You know, I don't know very many people in my life anymore who still set New Year's resolutions. I think most people have realized that New Year's resolutions don't stick and all the reasons why they don't. You know, First of all, I think a lot of people take on way too much at the beginning of a year and think that they're going to change their entire lives and overwhelm themselves. And that is why so many New Year's resolutions don't last past or into the month of February. But springtime, this is a really good time to start thinking about new things, planting seeds, and maybe starting new projects because we have that spring energy behind us. And whenever we're making changes in our lives, changing our diet, beginning to work out, starting a business, there are all these things. And at the beginning, the energy is fresh and exciting. And it's really easy to stay motivated, to stay consistent. And I know I've talked about this, but we, all of us as humans, whether you're really strong in your masculine energy or you have a stronger feminine, we hit a dip. We hit a place where our energy kind of wanes. We're not feeling as inspired. Maybe we're not seeing instant results, which is pretty common if we're starting anything new. This goes for, you know, working out. I've done diets over the years and I've done different workout programs for years and years and years. And it always takes longer than we think to see results, right? Like you get to the point where you're just so frustrated and you're over it and you're just done. And then you look in the mirror, you look at the scale, you know, your skinny jeans don't fit. And you're like, forget this. This isn't working. Why am I depriving myself of all the things I love? Why am I working so hard if this is all that's going to happen? And that's the place where we fall off and just kind of forget it. So it's consistency. I mean, that's the dip. It's consistency when that happens that can be really, really hard for most people. And I see this all the time with people building businesses as well. And this is why so many businesses really don't last past the first 2 or 3 years. I've always said that the first 3 years in business are really, you know, they're the pivotal ones, obviously. The first one is usually terrible, to be very honest. The first one, you have to be so committed to your vision and be so sure of what you are doing because it's kind of rare that you're making any sort of good money. You know, you're working really hard for very little return, but that's part of it. And then the second year, you start to see things working. You start to see more money coming in. You're starting to, you know, see things work. And it's not super consistent a lot of the time. Year three is when it becomes a lot more consistent. But then as you expand and grow, you start to have some higher level problems. And there's always a question of, is this worth it? Can I continue to do this? Is this really what I want to do? So those first 3 years, definitely big, important, pivotal years in business. But if you can get through those, then you really get into, you know, it's like the good stuff. The good stuff comes. I feel like the momentum really happens after 3 years. And for me, it was kind of like no looking back at that point. I had built something that was significant enough that I could not possibly see myself walking away from it. But that is why this time of year is a great time to kind of start something new. We have that spring energy behind us. And after spring comes summer. And spring is like the planting of the seeds time because things are just starting to come out again. And summer is like full force, right? This is the energy of really long days. The sun is out. There's lots of activity. There's lots of stuff going on. So that's a time when it can be a little easier to be consistent, whether you have started a business or you're working out, right? Either one of those things. And those are the two examples that, you know, I think they tend to be two of the biggest ones for people, you know, making money and getting physically healthy. I'm sure there are others. Maybe those are just the two that are in my awareness the most. But from people who I interact with and work with, these tend to be the themes that come up the most around physical health and, you know, more monetary wealth. So after spring, we move into summer. And then after summer, we move into autumn. And we're so far away from that, we don't need to be talking about autumn energy just yet. We really don't even need to be talking about summer energy just yet. We are in the springtime energy with this change of the seasons. But autumn is an interesting transitory time. And autumn tends to be my favorite energy, which is a little strange. And, you know, I'm not generally anywhere in the autumn or in the fall where I get to experience the changing of the leaves, although that is a really beautiful time of year. But that's a transition time. And the energy of autumn tends to be like we are planning for the winter. We are getting ready for things to quiet down, things to settle. And I think one of the reasons that I like the energy of autumn is because it really is about preparing and getting things finished up, right? This is like the energy of checking things off your to-do list, where we've got to finish things up. We've got to get ready. We've got to prepare. And something about me, maybe it's the procrastinator in me, when I know I've got that end date, I really do spring into action. I'm like, all right, stuff has to get done. Let's seal up these projects. Let's finish stuff. Let's go. And to be very honest, like I said, I was a procrastinator for a very long time, and I'm not always fantastic about finishing things. Obviously, when it's work related, I have to finish things. I have to finish projects, but I have many, many jewelry collections that are waiting to be finished, that are half done and just need some finishing touches put on them, that other things get in the way, and they tend to be projects for other clients. But I put my stuff on the back burner. So left to my own devices, finishing things is not something that I'm particularly good at. But with something like a season of winter coming up, that tends to be when I spring into action. Funny that I said spring, because that's a whole other season. But seasonal energy and, you know, really being able to work with the energies around us is really important for a creative. And that's what I really wanted to, the message I really wanted to share today as we are transitioning into a new season. I'm definitely a very energy sensitive person. Not everybody is. And sadly, I think these days, because there is so much stimulation on social media being a constant in our lives, this is something that can really pull us out of being sensitive to this more subtle energies, like the energies of nature. When we can really, it's all about quieting ourselves and our minds, isn't it? I mean, this is why so many successful people and so many artists use meditation. Because when we can quiet our mind, quiet our souls, basically, we can get back into feeling the energies that are around us. And it might be harder. It's definitely harder in certain places. You know, I was in Miami not too long ago, and I remember saying, oh, okay, it's very different meditating in Miami than it is meditating on my balcony here in the Caribbean with very few people around and very little traffic. So depending on where you are, it might be a little harder to feel those subtle energies, but they exist. We can quiet ourselves down and find that space within ourselves. And that is really what I believe we need to not just create our best work, but to create our best lives. It's so easy to be just stimulated by all of the stuff going on around us, but being able to tap in and tune in to ourselves, to the cycles of our body, to the cycles of nature. This is a great place to, well, it's the only place to create from, really. This is where the magic happens for sure. So that's something to think about as we transition into a brand new season. Are there things that you want to be planting, seeds that you want to be planting, things that you want to be bringing into fruition. You know, we're pretty much getting very close to the end of the first quarter of the year. And I feel like this is a lot more of the masculine, the business side, the structure is looking at the year in four quarters rather than four seasons. But that is, you know, that's the way I look at things for business. We're getting close to the first quarter of the year. The year is still young. You know, we're getting close to the end of the first quarter, Q1 of 2024. The year is still young. If you did set goals or New Year's resolutions at the beginning of the year and you're not feeling so great about them, how about revisiting them right now? As people, we want to create things. Most of us, especially if you identify as a creative, we are the most excited when we are creating something new. So this, you know, this was definitely a theme for me as I started this podcast. I didn't know what the heck I was doing starting a podcast because I had just moved through a pretty significant milestone in my jewelry business in celebrating 7 years of that business after closing my first jewelry business after 7 years. And I thought to myself, what the heck am I doing? Basically starting a whole other business because, you know, there are some things related to the podcast that I'm building as well. But that's the exciting part. Having another creative project to light me up and really inspire me has been huge because I love everything about the jewelry business because I've been in it for many, many years. It's my career. It's what I, you know, went to school for. That's a huge part of my life and I absolutely love it. And having another project, another creative project to work on has just opened me up and expanded my mind in so many other ways. And it starts the creative flow kind of going for me and brings different things into my experience. So that's kind of something to think about as we are in spring. Where are you lacking? Because I think inspiration is that thing that we all want to feel, and we may not be able to identify it as inspiration, but that's the best place to be when we are just fired up about something. And it could be anything, a new relationship. It could be a new business. It could be a new project. Maybe you start to write a book. Maybe there's something on your bucket list that you have always wanted to do. Maybe this is the time. Maybe this is the time to start something. And, you know, starting something can be a little daunting. And this is me, and this is a lot of people I know. And this tends to be a thing that plagues women more than men. But again, I don't like to make general comments like that. But in my experience, I see more women struggle with this. We're afraid to start things because we don't have the plan for the entire thing we're doing. Right? Even as I'm thinking this, like thinking about a business, if you don't have the entire business plan and know exactly what you're going to do for every little aspect, we don't want to start. If you don't want to write it, like writing a book, we don't start writing because we want to outline everything and have the chapters. And we need to just start. Even in relationships, right? How many people go into a relationship thinking like, oh, this is how I see this going, and this is what it would look like if we get married. Don't think about the end. Think about the beginning and just start. Taking those first steps is such an underrated part of the process. Like taking the first step is literally everything. Do not worry about everything else, that all of the next steps in the process or the entire plan. Just start. Because even if you have your entire business plan, even if you have your outline for your book, even if you think that this relationship is going to, you know, end in marriage, things happen along the way. There will be twists and turns and pivots no matter what. So you can have the best laid plans, but stuff is going to change because that's just how life happens. So what projects would be really firing you up right now as we go into a brand new season with all this fantastic spring, new, fresh energy. What's something maybe you've been putting off starting? Maybe it's spring cleaning time and you just want to clean your house. That's an incredible, you know, that's a great and worthwhile project. I tend to do my spring cleaning in hurricane season, but that's just me. Whatever it is, I hope that this spring is bringing in some new, inspiring, and creative energy for you. Because if you're listening to this podcast, you're probably a creative human being. You probably identify as a creative. So you know that having a project, having a passion project, having something you're excited about, that is the best place to be. Happy spring and happy creating. Thank you for listening to today's creative conversation. I am so thrilled you are on this journey with me. If you haven't already, please subscribe to or follow this podcast. That way you will never miss an episode. And I would also love it if you would give the show a 5-star rating and leave a written review. This helps me out so much. And if you would like to connect with me, you can find me on Instagram at Nicole Garraby. Let's stay connected because this journey is so much better together.